Say Yes to Prayer by Pastor Ashley Harris. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. Matthew 6:6. During this sacred season, let's say yes to prayer in our secret place. It is so important to meet Him in secret and be still in His presence. When you get away in your secret place, it is vital, like our scripture says, to shut the door. Shut the door physically and mentally. Shutting the door creates a sacred, holy dwelling place for the Lord to enter in. Nothing can enter or distract you in this sacred place unless you allow it. Back in the time of the tabernacle, the priests had to change clothes after each sacrifice. They wouldn't allow what was unclean to enter inside this sacred space. We need to do the same by stripping away our unclean thoughts, motives, daily tasks, and any distractions that would pull us away from our dwelling place with God. Once you've shut the door, begin to pray without ceasing. In Philippians 4:6, it says not to worry about anything, to pray about it. Cast your cares unto God, for He cares for you. In Ephesians 6:18, it says to pray at all times, on every occasion. To pray in times of thanksgiving and distress, in sickness and in health, above all, in faith. Give it all to God. Calvary, it's time to say yes to our secret place. No matter where or what it looks like, get away and usher the Lord's presence in your life. Give God your yes, and He'll do the rest. Let's declare this. I will run to my secret place in times of thanksgiving and in times of distress. I will shut the door to distractions and focus only on the Lord's presence. I will give God my yes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, today I pray, I never forsake our secret place. Give me the strength and courage to get away in my secret place when life is great and when life is hard. Today I give you my yes in prayer. Posture my heart to hear your words and say yes no matter what. In Jesus' name, amen.